we welcome you to Every Nation Penang. Okay, we are here. We exist to honor God and make disciples. Now, today I'm going to start a new series, and some of our leaders will also help me to preach this series, all right? Now, this series, I'm going to call it as Life Hacks. Say with me, Life Hacks. So what we'll do in this series, called Life Hacks, and at 1.0, you're thinking why? Because I'm so thinking about Season 2, okay? Life Hacks Season 2, what are we going to cover? So we're going to talk about 7 most common stress, okay, that we have in life, okay? Worry, busyness, emo, okay, indecisive, valleys, dark valleys, all right, hurts, and futures. Some of these things that cause stress, okay, in our life. And we're going to look at Psalms 23, insights from Psalms 23, because Psalms 23 spell out, okay, all these 7 stress, okay, that we have. And through Psalms 23, we're going to look at insights, okay, from God, from the Word, okay, how we can overcome each and every one of them. Can a good amen? All right. So for the next 6 weeks, okay, as we go through this series, Psalm 23, that spells out about not the stress, but knowing God. As you know God, and you see that God loves us so much, and He cares for us, every matters that we are going through, and He penned down in His Word secrets, okay, which we call it life hacks, okay, for us that make our life much easier. If it is possible, this series is to help each and every one of us to eliminate, okay, all this stress, okay, in our life. But to qualify that, do you have stress in your life? Yes. If yes, then this message is for you. If not, then I'm going to invite you up. Okay. Right, okay. Now, the number one stress in our life is none other than worry. Look at your neighbor. No need to say anything. Just look at their face. It's worry spelled all out. Okay, now. So talking about worry, if I were to have a moment, let's think about all the problems you have in the world. No need to think about the Donald Trump. No need to think about Najib. No need to think. Just think about yourself only, all right? All the problems, all the troubles that you have, okay, in this world, okay? All kinds, okay? All of us have all kinds of worries, whether it's finances, job, relationship, marriage, kids, health, and so on, you name it, all right? So I pen down here, there's so many things that we worry about, okay? So many things that we worry about. We worry about what we wear, okay? If you were to, this morning, you want to wear something, your wife said, last week you already wore that. This week you want to wear again? And everybody will be talking about, you didn't wash your clothes. Huh? When you look at your dog and your cat, all right, when you are away, what am I going to do with my dog? What am I going to do with my cat? Now they have this, what they call what? Hotel, okay, hotel for cats, hotel for dog. And we also worry, don't know whether they will take care of my dog and my cat, right? Now, I remember there's one, Agnes put her dog into the hotel, yeah, the hotel, right? What they call that one, take care for, and the dog ran out, lost. The hotel lost the dog, you know? Okay, now. And you're wondering whether the cat will eat the dog food or the dog will eat the cat food. They don't actually. They know what food they want to eat, right? They don't have to worry. So sometimes when you think about house, your car, petrol, thank God it's packed now, okay? It's already, the rate is already packed. And all your investment that you have, talking about your house loan, talking about time, how much time you have. And when you go back and look at your wife, suddenly so quiet. Okay, when you look at your husband, okay, so quiet. Okay, now move on. So all kinds of worry that we have, and there's no ending. True, and sometimes the worrying kill us before we even die. Okay, now, let's move on. Okay, now, the word worry. Okay, let's look at some of the meaning that I capture, okay, from from the Greek meaning. The word worry in Greek is apamau. Okay, now, merimnao, okay? To be anxious or to care for. There are so many things each and every one of us want to care. All right, now, it also means a part, as opposed to the whole, that means it's whole, it's one, now it's all in different parts, okay? Now, properly drawn in opposite direction, divided into parts. Figuratively, to go to pieces because pulled apart, okay, in different direction, like the force exerted by sinful anxiety, called worry. Which means, when you come in a stage of worry, how many of you, you're in this condition like, Whoa, you want to pull all your hair. Oh, you know, it just, so that feeling, right, is what it means, worry, to go to pieces, pull apart, okay, in all direction, the force, okay, that's within and outside, okay, they're pulling you all apart. Now, worry itself, if I can ask this question, what's the problem with worry? What's this problem? Well, you do not want to friend this person by the name of worry. Now, basically, there are three problems with worry, and it all start with you. It all start with the letter U. It's unhelpful, it's unreasonable, it's unhealthy. What does that mean? It's unhelpful because it never accomplishes anything, or it never solves anything. All right? It's just like you having your car, having a problem, and you can't move. Whatever way you accelerate, boom, boom, your car just can't move, and what you can see is only white smoke, all right? And you're just wasting your petrol, you just can't get anywhere, all right? Now, worry has never solved a problem. Worry cannot change the past, even you want to worry for years. Worry cannot control the future as well, okay? It just makes you miserable, okay? Every moment, okay, when you worry. And many times worry causes you, okay, to anticipate the negative that is to come, all right? Which will not come, okay? It destroys your peace of what you're thinking about tomorrow, and end up your day is messed up because you worry, all right? So it all affected in your past. You try to worry about the past, you try to worry about the future, but it messes up today, all right? So it's totally not helpful. The second one is unreasonable. Why? Because if you worry, it will exaggerate your problem and make mountains out of molehill. The more you think about it, the bigger it becomes. Yes? Right? Sometimes it's just unnecessary to worry, right? If you think that your bank has only 100 ringgit, you worry, will it become 1,000 the next day? Provided you pray, God provide. Yeah, this is different, right? Okay, now the third one is unhealthy. Now, it's unhealthy because, okay, it's unnatural. Now, how do you know what you get when you worry? Huh? Yes, somebody say something? No. This is what you get. If you worry, this is what you get. Headache, ulcer, okay? What else? Try to find out, okay? Headache, ulcer, backache, insomnia. This is what you get. So, do you still want to worry? No, you want to sleep well? Don't worry, okay? You don't want headache? Don't worry. Otherwise, the pharmacy will make good business, Panadol, okay? Now, so... do you know that our bodies were not made to worry? Okay, you look at all God's creation, plants. Do you think plants worry? Do you think the animals worry? Okay, they only worry if you don't come back, right? Okay, now. The only thing that worries in all God's creation is you and I, human. Okay, we worry of all kind of things, and that makes us unhappy and unhealthy. Now, there was an old, the worry in the old English word carry another meaning. It's called strangle. Has anyone strangle you? Or the other word is to choke. That's why when you worry, you get nowhere, right? You only get choked and strangled. So worrying is dangerous to our health. Now, a U.S. report says this, 43% of all adults suffer ill effects to their health because worry and stress. Anything else, all right? 75% of all who visit the physician or doctor are stress-related complaints or disorder. And many of them has linked to the causes of death, heart disease, cancer, lungs, ailments, suicide, and so on. Now, it also said that ulcer, the stomach ulcer, are not caused by what you eat, but it's caused by what you worry. So worrying is the one that eats it up. All right. Now, a year ago, I talked about a topic, right? There's a missing factor in our life that we do not know, okay? That says that 87% of all diseases are result of what goes on in our thought life. Worrying is all in our thought life. Okay, the more we worry, okay, we're going to generate, okay, diseases. Now, in that findings, it says here, what does the research says about negative thinking? 87% of illness can be attributed to our thought life, the way we worry things, the way we think, negative and so on. Only 13% to diet, genetics, and environment. Studies conclusively link more chronic diseases to an epidemic of toxic emotion as the result of negative thinking. Now, we hear many times whenever Casey preach, he talks about serotonin, he talks about dopamine, he talks about endorphin, he talks about thamine. Okay, all right, now, those are happy chemicals. Those are what they call the happy hormones, all right? Now, which, in other words, when a person is sad or depressed, what does that mean? That means there are lack of those happy hormones being generated or produced in the person. You understand what I mean? Huh? All right? So when that is lack, that means when we go into the worrying category, instead of producing happy hormone, what happens? We produce toxic in our body. All right. When you see a doctor, if there's a tumor, where the tumor comes from? It's not somebody grow and then plant here. It grows in our body. Why? Where it comes from? Friends, when we have that negative thought life, it becomes toxic. So it's what we call the toxic thinking patterns: fear, anxiety, stress, unforgiveness, bitterness, self-hatred, a low self-esteem, guilt, jealousy. While you read also, while you stress, man. So many, okay? Envy, anger, rage, and resentment, perfectionism, or drivenness to perform. Wow, it generates those toxic. When you think about all this, right? Instead of being happy, you stop being happy and toxic starts to take over your body. Oh, that is serious. So don't worry. Do not worry, okay? Because it's unhealthy, it's unreasonable, and it's unhelpful. Now, one question. Okay, conclusion of that I made. If you want your life to change, if you are not happy with the state of your health right now, the best thing that you can do is you got to change your thinking. Yeah. All right? Next. If I have this question, how many of you are born to worry? You were born not to worry. How many of you? I guess no one, right? Now I'll try to picture a baby just born. Why is he crying? He is crying. I'm gonna cry. Will I have an Adidas shoe? You cry. Is my mom going to breastfeed me? Cry. Will I have a bank account? Cry. Will my father simply name my name? No, right? So all of us are not born to worry. We, as day goes in our life, we learn how to worry. But the good news is this. If you have picked up all these bad habits of learning how to worry, the good news is you can unlearn it. So when you learn how to unlearn it, then you become happier. Okay, so in your body will start to produce happy hormone. Serotonin starts to produce, dopamine starts to produce, endorphin starts to produce. Any more mean? There are a few more, one more. Oxytocin! Oh, the one most important. How can I not forget? All right now. Worry, worry, don't got oxytocin, okay? All right now. Okay. Oxytocin is produced because of relationship, okay? Your intimacy and all those, so oxytocin comes in, all right now. So all of us are born with that capacity that God has given us to produce those happy chemicals, all right? When those chemicals or hormones lack in your body, so people go in depression. They go into a state of what to do, right? So they ended up what? Get other substance. Heroin. Artificial. It's not natural. Of course, their road is leading to death, all right? Now, moving on. So, Ladies and gentlemen, let me say it again that you weren't born, okay, to worry, all right? Just as, if you hear me again before, that I said that faith and fear has the same definition, all right? When you say faith is believing what I do not see, fear also has the same definition. Fear is believing though you do not see. True or not? Fear, ma, you scared. Do know God or not. Faith, well, I got faith. I have not seen, but I got faith. I believe. Fear also the same. I believe there is something there. Worrying also the same. Worrying or something that does not exist. Okay, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, and then mess up today. All right, now. So in this series, when we talk about what's the life hacks, okay, for worry, and what is God's antidote for worry, is that we just need to believe that God will take care of you. God will take care of each and every one of us. When that's settled in our heart and our mind, then it's life hacks. Easy for us, okay, to live one day at a time, all right? So as we look at the inside of Psalms 23, we're going to take verses by verses. There's only six verses. Probably it's the most favorite psalm of the whole 150 psalms. And who's the author, okay, of Psalms 23? King David, all right? So we're going to look at verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Living Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Okay, shall we say this together? 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Living Bible, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. So why need to worry anymore? True? All right, now, during the Chinese New Year, our family has a reunion in Khao Yai, okay, Thailand, and we were in this farm. So we took all this. This is the photo we took. It's a real sheep that we took. Huh? It's not take from any. So this is a sheep. So looking at us. Hello. Okay. Hello. Okay. All right. That's the sheep. Now, there's so much truth when we look at who is the shepherd. If we say the Lord is your shepherd, then who are you? A sheep. Now, turn to your neighbor line, right? Okay, all right. Okay, now. Let's move on. Okay, now, if you were to play game with your children, all right, or youth and all those, okay, now, like the kids having their superhero thing, they choose all their superhero, all right? They want Iron Man, Batman, Spider-Man, all those, right? But if you were to ask them to choose animals, the girls would choose? Come again? Bonnie. Little Pony, okay, Little Pony, Hello Kitty, and all those, right? What about guys? They will choose lion, tiger, elephant, cheetah, you know, eagle, and all those. I guess, and I believe, no one will choose sheep. The basic reason is that sheep is defenseless, dependent, and easily disoriented, and easily, all right, sway, okay, to different places. Okay, nobody wants to become sheep. But when you look at King David wrote this. He's the psalmist. He wrote this. So he recognized who is his shepherd. All right? And he recognized that he is the sheep. That makes a lot of difference. So today, as we look at life hacks and looking at what, how to overcome worry, right? So a little bit of understanding. What does a shepherd do? Huh? All right, four things. Provide, protects, guide, corrects. These are basic four. He provides. What does a shepherd provide? He provides food, shelter, basic necessity for his sheep. Yes? How many of you been a shepherd before? Take care of sheep? None, huh? Okay, take care of duck? Chicken? Okay, fish. No, okay, fish, huh? No. Now it's hamster, okay. You make sure that your pet has all this, right? You protect. Now, if any wolf try to harm any of the sheep, what will the shepherd do? He makes sure that wolf has the end game. Okay, now, he defends against our enemies, harm, guides, he leads sheep when they are confused, don't know which way to go, and he corrects any problem that comes along, he corrects it. The shepherd has what? A shepherd's staff, correct? If the sheep starts to run anywhere, lost direction, he put them back, correct or not? True? the longer it gets better, he just rests. Okay. When I keep on reading this and try to find out what a shepherd do, what does a shepherd do, I keep on thinking, wow, God, this is all my job description. So if a member disoriented, correct, do you want your pastor to... Okay, all right. So in other words, okay, the amazing thing about David recognizing, okay, his God being the shepherd, and God promises all this, okay, to him, all right? Our part is just to trust him. Look at what Isaiah says, Okay, Isaiah says he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lamb in his arm, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with the young, all right? So if you got a chance to live with a shepherd, then you hear a lot of stories. Now, we came to know Pastor Scott, who is the regional leader, okay, for Japan. We came to know that he was once a shepherd. What a story. It was just amazing how he took care of one sheep, all right? Now, insurance. How many of you buy insurance? Oh, at least this service got people buy insurance. Sunday night, nobody buy insurance. I don't know why, all right? Now, we have health insurance. We have life insurance, we have travel insurance, we have business insurance, we have house insurance, we have car insurance. I have all of them. Correct, right? We buy life insurance, health insurance, right? When we travel, I buy travel insurance. Now, business, actually our church, okay? We buy insurance for our church, all right? And house, if you don't buy insurance, the bank won't let you have the loan, okay? Car as well, you can't get your car on the road. Now, recently I lost my wallet, so which means I also lost my credit card, which I call to terminate, right? Now, I have insurance that I need to pay. So what happened now? I'm receiving tax. Your credit card can't get through. So now by such day, okay, you must pay your insurance. True or not? Right? Now, when you look at God, God has all the insurance for us. There is health, life, travel, business, house, car. And it will not expire. It will not lapse. You will not send, okay, you didn't pay, you didn't pay God. No, it doesn't work that way, right? God has all our assured, he has all the insurance, okay, for us. In fact, if you know God's insurance, or that means his word, there are more than 7,000 promises, and your life is all covered, okay, in his word, okay, if you were to trust him. So do you know that each time when you worry, do you know what are you saying to God? Each time when I worry, I'm saying to God that, God, you don't exist. Do you know that? Each time when you worry, say, God, I became atheist. I don't believe in God. Yeah. So the thing is, do not, okay, worry. Now, so looking at Psalms 23, verse 1, we're going to look at God being the shepherd. So how do you make God your shepherd? Is God a shepherd to everyone? No. Only those who want him to be their shepherd. So I'm going to share with you 3 simple steps so that you're not so worried. It's ABC, so even less worry. Okay, what is Pastor going to talk about? It's just ABC, okay? Easy one, easy to remember. Now, which means it's also simple steps. If you recognize that, friends, you will overcome worry in no time. Okay, now, number one, accept Jesus as your Lord. Why do I say that? Because just now we say what? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing, or the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. So which means what? Is Jesus your shepherd? Yes. He can only be your shepherd if you allow him to. If you want him to be your shepherd, it's also a question, do you want him to be your Lord? Yes. All right. Which also means the Lord can't be your shepherd until the shepherd is your Lord. All right, now, in short, who is your boss? Who is in charge in your life? You or God? Yeah, God. If it's God, then we better allow God. True or not? Because the problem with us as human is that we want to take charge of everything. Correct?
We want to take charge of everything. So when we take charge of everything, that means we want to be in control of everything. When we are in control of everything, then what do you want God to control? And we also know there are a lot of things is out of control. It's not in our control. Sometimes we worry unnecessarily. Will you worry whether the sun will rise? Will you worry when the sun will set? Whichever worry you have, sun will also will rise, sun will also set. Will you worry that the moon will go somewhere else? That is God's part. You do not have to worry, all right? Now, so when we accept Jesus as your shepherd or as your Lord, what the Bible says, all right? Now, John 10, talk about Jesus being the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So there are three things we must respond as a sheep. One, do you know Jesus? And how much you know him? Number two, do you hear his voice? Do you listen to his voice? That means, do you obey him or not? Do you obey his word? So if you are, you follow. So the life of the sheep and the master, the shepherd, you see all these three. Now, I think a year ago, there's this video clip keep on going round. All right? About these tourists, they came, okay, and the shepherd was showing them all the sheep, and then the tourists were trying to call the sheep, meh, bah, meh, meh, whatever. But no, not even one sheep bother. How many of you watched that video clip before? No, anyone? Then when the shepherd called, bah, or all came, oh, all the sheep turned his head, and all the sheep came. Oh, that's amazing. That's sheep. So I am the good shepherd. I know my own knows me, and my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So again, the question, do you know Jesus? Do you obey him? And do you follow Jesus? All right? Because it's all about who is the boss and who is in control. Now you look at, if your wife is with you or your husband with you, you say, who is your boss? I say, I'm the boss. Okay. All right. Let's move on. B. A. Accept Jesus as your Lord. Two. Okay. B. Begin to pray Jesus about everything. All right. Which means talk to Jesus. Sometimes in our prayer, right, we may think we only talk to Jesus about religious things. You only pray about church thing, okay? Pray for the church. Pray for your life group. Pray about what you need to give to the Lord. Sometimes our prayers so religious in that sense. Friends, the last time I checked, the word everything in the Bible, in the dictionary, it still say everything. Everything means everything. It doesn't say one thing, something. No, it means everything. But when we talk about prayer, right? Prayer. How many of you say it's the easiest thing to do, to pray? When you got any problem, just pray. It's the easiest thing, right? But again, you will hear this, Pastor, or I hear a lot of this, Pastor, no time to pray. I'm so busy, it's no time to pray. Pastor, don't talk to me about prayer meeting. I no time to pray. But keep on telling me about all the problems that the person has. You got so much time to think about your problem. Why not translate all those time to come and pray? Isn't it strange? We spend so much time worrying and not committing to pray. So when you convert all those to prayer, you actually give that all, okay, to Jesus. So that's how you can grow your relationship, okay, with Jesus. Worrying doesn't change anything, but by prayer, okay, it does. All right? Now, Bible says in Matthew 6, okay, we're going to look at that. Before that, Philippians 6, okay, 4 to 7, okay, the ESV said, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. And because I want to look for the word worry, I found in the Living Bible says, don't worry about anything, instead pray for everything. Yes, everything. Okay, tell God your needs, whatever you have, needs la, wanna, whatever, okay, tell God. Don't forget to thank him for his answers, Because if you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than your human mind can understand. Yes. And by the way, do you know that you don't have to understand everything? If you have all the answers in the world, so what? Okay, now, all right, now, His peace will keep your thoughts and hearts quiet and at rest as you trust Christ Jesus. So, surrender to God, everything, all right? Now, pray about everything. Now, the next verse, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. So, the very thing that we can do when we want to eliminate worry is to believe that God cares for you and I. So in order for you to do that, that you know that God cares for you, Peter tells us, cast all your worries, cast all your anxiety to Him. What's the meaning of cast or casting? Throw. Throw. Throw is an active word. Throw. Throw. Have you seen an angry person throw things? Okay. Throw. So the Bible is telling, throw those things. Throw off, throw away. Don't keep. All of us like to keep a lot of things. Me too. So the Bible says, cast. Don't keep. Another more root word, not so nice word, is dump. Dump on Jesus. This is what it means. Cast. Don't keep. Okay, cast all on Jesus. Because the problem with many times, okay, for us is like fishing. We cast, then we keep. Cast. Alright? Throw, okay? Don't keep. Right? When you know how to cast out your worries, then okay, you live happily right now. So A, B, C, right? Third one, C. A, accept. B, begin to pray. C, consider one day at a time. But I'm not saying that you don't care about anything or you don't take responsibilities, but when you plan and when you strategize, then you commit to the Lord and then consider a day at a time. Now look at Matthew 6. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. Agree? The Bible says, don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Then that's the word, live one day at a time. Now, how many of you, when you go out, there's no rain, but your umbrella is always on, everywhere you go, all right? So, don't worry about that. Now, look at this quote. Today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. When you worry, you don't do anything about yesterday, which is past. And you can't control tomorrow, and you just mess up today. Somebody told me this morning, Pastor, if you worry about tomorrow, by tomorrow is gone. Okay, correct, right? Okay, now. So although the future can seem overwhelming, therefore God has put everything in small bite, okay, for us. Okay, that's where He said, live one day at a time. Now, how many of you pray the Lord's Prayer by heart? Yeah. Quite many, not many. Now, when you pray this prayer, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is heaven. Give us tomorrow our daily bread. Give us our 10 years of our daily bread. Give us our 50 years our daily bread. How many of you pray? God taught us, okay, to live one day at a time. Give us today, okay, our daily bread. Right? So overcoming worry is a day-to-day choice. It's a daily choice, okay, for you and I. So consider one day at a time, because by worrying, you will not accomplish, okay, anything. All right. In fact, worrying will be waste of time, right? Because Jesus said in this way, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? The more you worry, does it add more hours to your life? No. In other words, if you keep on worrying, it's a waste of time. So why you as well use the time to do something else, all right? So that's what it means. Now, as I'm going to close soon, Matthew 6, 25, 26, therefore, I tell you,
Have you had people, when they are angry, they tell you, I tell you. Okay, so this, you say, I tell you, all right now. Do not worry about your life. What will you eat or drink? Do you worry about what you eat, drink? Yes, right. You're going to thinking about what you're going to eat afterwards, right? Okay. To solve your friend's worry, you tell your friend's worry, I'll buy you lunch. Then you tell him the same. Tell the person, okay, I'll also buy you lunch. Okay, sama. Okay, now. You worry about your body? Yeah, all of us worry about body. But yeah, all right. What will you wear? That's where we become a fashion designer. All right, now. Because of all the worries that you have, that's why you see all the restaurant doing so good. All the gym doing so good, all right? All the fashion doing so good now. Because that's all the worry that we have. Now, it's not life more than food and body and more than clothes. Look at the birds of the air. Do you see a parrot worry? It's, the parrot is only chained by the... Okay. Now, near my house, there's a parrot, you know. So, every time I bring Deborah, hey, the parrot. So, when I go near to the parrot, say, Praise Jesus, all right now. Try to teach a parrot. Yeah, nearby. Now, they do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Yeah. Another version, I like to read many versions. Your Heavenly Father already knows perfectly well what you need, and He will give them to you if you give Him first place in your life and live as He wants you to. So God can only be your shepherd if you allow Him to. He can only be your Lord, okay, when you accept Him as your Lord. All right? So as I close, the conclusion of that series that I did, that is, if 87% of diseases are a result of what goes on in our thought life, then this 87%, this good news, okay, of diseases can be cured by just sorting out our thought life. So by ending, do you still want to worry? No lah, what's the point? What's the point of worrying? It's unhelpful, it's unreasonable, it's unhealthy, and in a way, it's unnecessary also. All right? So that's God's life hacks for worry insights from Psalms 23. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, now, is there another one? Okay, now, so say with me, declare together. 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. The Living Bible, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. So, I no need to worry. Let's pray. Before I pray, because all of us has worried before, yes. But the Bible said, do not worry, correct? So do not worry is, can I say do not worry is a commandment? Yes. But because we have worry, right? So we have disobeyed God. True or not? So if we have disobeyed God, that means we have sinned. All right. So I'm going to pray this prayer. Say that we repent, okay, that we have worried so much unnecessary, and now we come before God and accept Jesus as our shepherd, our Lord. All right, let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, as we begin the series of life hacks, Father, we know there's so much stress, okay, in our personal life, work life, family life, and sometimes church life as well. Father, today we want to learn, Lord, to tap upon, okay, the secrets, the life hacks that you have penned down in your word. And Father, I pray for all of us that we today choose to repent before you because we worry unnecessary, we worry things that's unhelpful, we worry things that are not healthy for us and unreasonable as well. Father, today I pray, okay, that all of us repent of that, and Father, we look upon you as the shepherd and we accept you, Lord, as the Lord of our life, okay, our Lord and our shepherd, okay, so that you come do what you want to do in our life. We learn, oh God, Lord, that you are the shepherd, okay, that protect us, the shepherd that provide for us, the shepherd, oh God, that cares for us, and the shepherd, Lord, that correct us. For today, I give thanks and commit all of us into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say,
Amen.
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 Amen.